Low-income workers are especially vulnerable to the economy's ups and downs, among them the millions of poor people who entered the labor force for the first time in the 6 years since the nation's welfare system was reformed. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Vivian Hain is a Bay Area single mother in her 30s who moved off welfare late last year. She attended a county-sponsored self-betterment program and marshaled her new skills to snag an office job paying $10 an hour. After years of poverty and dependency, Hain was finally self-sufficient, but that proved to be fleeting.
After about almost 6 months, I got a call from the LA office, the head office, and a personnel head guy of human resources. He called me and said, you will only have 5 more days of work. We are closing a company. The owner has sold a company. And we're really sorry, but we'll give you a good reference for any future employment. We're very sorry about this. Have a nice day.
Over the years, an estimated 20,000 U.S. companies have hired former welfare recipients under the auspices of state and county welfare-to-work programs. Firms were eager to sign on in the mid-1990s when the national economy was soaring, but what will happen to those jobs now that a recession is looming?
There's a kind of a guardedness, a lot of discouragement where there was only hope before.
Sally Hayden counsels Vietnamese refugees at San Jose's International Resettlement and Cultural Center, a row of tired storefronts just blocks from the upscale Tech Museum of Innovation. The clients here tell Silicon Valley's untold story of the thousands of low-wage workers who helped fuel the region's boom. Wan Nguyen is a Vietnamese refugee and former welfare recipient. She worked 60 hours a week in a local restaurant to support her 4 children. That is, until the economy soured.
Now the economy slowed down.
Now, because the economy is slowing down, my boss has asked me to only work 2 days a week, 6 hours a day.
Since July, Nguyen's income has been cut by 80%. She knows other families who are more recent casualties of the downturn.
My name is Thuy Hoang Nguyen, and I started working for A Plus, an electronics company, in December of 1998, but I got laid off on September the 18th this year.
According to an informal survey of about 400 welfare-to-work employers nationwide, about 13% of them have let workers go since September 11th. The numbers may be small, but Hayden says for people this vulnerable, a layoff can be devastating.
It is a tremendous setback because here they are. They've been here for anywhere from 1 to 5 years. They're on their way, and all of a sudden, it's like they've climbed up so far on the ladder, and then it breaks away from underneath them, and they're sliding back down and almost, in some cases, having to start all over.
During the 6 years since welfare reform was enacted, the number of families receiving aid in California has dropped 44%. The State Department of Social Services reports the welfare rolls haven't started rising again yet, but they're no longer falling. In response, the department is sponsoring job fairs and trying to help former clients upgrade their skills. But Harry Holzer, a professor of public policy at Georgetown University, says many former welfare clients will need cash assistance when the timing isn't good.
States are in a financial bind right now. A lot of the surpluses they were piling up have been reallocated towards other things, so now they don't have the money sitting around to allocate back towards welfare recipients. They're under pressure from federal work requirements. Time limits will start kicking in. Federal and state time limits.
Holzer says even in the face of massive layoffs, the states will be under intense pressure not to let their welfare rolls climb again. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.